I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bregno from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome onto this edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown, and an awesome question today. This is one that pops up in our forums on our website almost daily, and I think it is such a great question because it's on every single runner's mind. It's talking about how to improve your pace, and I'll get to that question in a moment. Lindsay Parry, the coach, is with us once again. Lindsay, welcome.
How's it, Brad? How are you doing?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Getting back into the swing of things and as things are slightly warming up again. Before we get into today's podcast and that great question, I want to tell you that it is brought to you by Simply. If you're looking for great value life, disability and funeral cover combos, get a quick online sign up at coachparry.com/simply for you, your domestic worker and your business employees. No bloods, instant cover and all online. Simply is a financial services provider, number 47146. Terms and conditions apply. Policies are underwritten by Old Mutual Alternative Risk Transfer Limited. Head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's S-I-M-P-L-Y to find out more. Lindsay, I think a lot of runners, particularly here in South Africa and runners that have run Comrades this year, obviously you slow down as you do those long sort of ultra marathons, but I think everyone at this time of the year is talking about improving pace. It's a tough question, it's a short question, but how do you improve your pace as a runner?
Yeah, so there are a couple of avenues, and again, I think it's important to differentiate between different sort of classes of running, and by that I'm not talking about the caste system. And differentiating on ability. I mean, I'm talking more along the lines of experience here, and obviously ability will come into it down the road. But, you know, if you are still a relatively inexperienced runner, you're still quite new to running, then running more within reason is still going to be your short-term best way to improve and lowest risk way to improve. And actually by increasing that base and broadening that base a little bit, you actually strengthen muscles, tendons, ligaments that little bit more, so that when you do introduce speed work and the like further down the line, you have a much lower risk of then injuring yourself. And in that sort of category of runner, so maybe you've even run one Comrades and it's your first Comrades, but actually it was, you know, it was the accelerated plan, zero to Comrades in a year, you're probably still better off just trying to get a little bit more consistent, getting your running into a better groove, and as I said, developing a better base before you start going into that speed work. What you can start doing is introducing something like your local club time trial or a park run, something along those lines, where you do inject a little bit of pace and variety, but at, again, I'll use the word low risk, so that we're not pulling muscles or injuring knees or picking up Achilles tendonitis problems. Once we start moving into kind of more experienced type of runners, and you're perhaps going now into your third or fourth marathon, or you've been running half marathons for a little bit of time, and you kind of find yourself stuck on a time, that kind of means that you've probably gotten to the stage where either your time available or your own innate ability, you've kind of hit a plateau in terms of the kind of volume that you can handle, and more volume over and above that then doesn't go on to make you a better runner. It perhaps makes you more tired, more susceptible to injury. This is the point where you'll then start looking at some interval type of workouts to improve speed. And now there's a huge array of ways of doing that. But for me, the safest way of doing that is to start out by increasing strength. Okay, and some of that could happen in a gym, but a lot of that could happen actually on the road by doing hill work and introducing some hill work. You know, and you'd start with three or four reps of 2 minutes of pushing yourself quite hard, running up a hill, nice and easy jog down, and you build that up till you're doing like 6 to maybe 8 reps of that. And after you've done that for 4 or 5 weeks, you would then look at shortening that and doing it for 1 minute, but now obviously you run a whole lot harder and you perhaps would do 8 to 10 of those. That'll make a significant improvement in your speed. And of course, then you can go on to things like speed play, speed work. You could go on to do some sort of neuromuscular work, which is to say you do like hundreds and 200s and 400s. Although when you start moving into that sort of area, it's much better to be taking advice and to be in a coaching system or environment where somebody can talk you through that and make you do that at the appropriate paces. But that gives you a good overview of the types of things you can look at doing to try and get faster and improve your speed.
Well, brilliant. If you want some help, make sure you check out our online community. We've got a whole bunch of training programs that you can get right now as well. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com and check out those programs. Or if you'd like, you can head over to coachparry.com/join. We've got a 7-day free trial that you can kick the tires, so to speak, and check it out. And we'd love to have you in there. We've got a very big online community of runners from around the world who are really engaged. The coach is in there all the time. Weekly Ask Me Anything calls only for members as well. So go check it out. That's coachparry.com/join. That's it for us for another one of these. We're back again in just a few days' time. And thank you very much to our sponsor of this edition of Run with Coach Parry. It was brought to you by Simply. If you're looking for quick and affordable life, disability, and funeral cover, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's S-I-M-P-L-Y. The link is below this post as well. Just click through there and go and check them out. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. That's coachparry.com/simply. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.